Proponents of the more than 6.6 million square foot development, like Hudson resident Anthony De La Cola, say that the development will beef up Pasco's anemic economy.
It's got to be one of the, you know, it's like if you build a better wheel, you know, or if you build it, they will come. This place has got nothing but greatness to it. If anybody here has any realization what it would do for taxes, increase, revenue, jobs for us.
Ed Garter, another Hudson resident, says that changing the county's comprehensive plan to allow 2,500 homes, a large resort, and a golf course, among other things, sure beat what's there now, a rock mine.
The area that they're talking about is a dumping ground for garbage, everything else. Airboats are back there. There's a squatter living in there that's shooting all the time. I've never seen a bear, and with all the activity that goes on there.
Georgianne Ratliff, the Wilson Miller development consultant who spoke on behalf of developer Sun West, claimed that the Harbortown development would actually benefit the environment.
We will establish a habitat management plan, which includes both the wetlands and the wildlife, and with particular emphasis on the Florida black bear habitat mitigation plan that's required. If the project is approved, there'll be an increase in publicly owned lands of 1,177 acres.
Conservationists aren't buying it. Elizabeth Fleming of Defenders of Wildlife said that substantial habitat for multiple species, namely the Florida black bear, would be lost.
The project disregards planning elements calling for the protection of imperiled species. The Florida black bear is designated as a threatened species in the state of Florida. And the Chassawitzka bear population is extremely small. It's actually the smallest subpopulation of Florida bears. Florida manatee, sea turtles, and seagrass will be impacted by the project.
She added that impacts of sea level rise as well as major storms are also a hazard for the development. Joe Murphy of the Gulf Restoration Network said the argument that such an expansive development in the area would be beneficial is based on false logic. He said that just because the comp plan changes Sun West wants would have less environmental impact than what's currently on the books doesn't mean the proposed development is a good thing.
Yeah, this project from day one, it's always been the shell game of either give us what we want or we're going to do these horrible things. We're going to strip mine this area and we're going to build these horrible subdivisions everywhere, and it's going to be the end of the coast. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's mining on the property now, yes, but there's been mining there for a long, long time, and the region's adapted to that in terms of wildlife. You know, this is a whole other size and scale of disruption when you have 2,500 homes and a golf course and a hotel and a marina. You know, at the end of the day, Pasco County has got to make a choice. Are we really serious about protecting coastlines and protecting our fish populations and protecting wildlife, or are we going to permit another subdivision in another part of the state where we're drowning in subdivisions? You know, right now we have so many empty houses in this region. Do we want to add 2,500 more?
Murphy urged the commissioners to look at the needs of many instead of the needs of the few.
You know, as the elected body here in Pasco County, while you do have to respect the property rights of property owners and their interests, the broader responsibility here is to make sure it's in the best interest of Pasco County. I'm glad I'm not sitting up there. That's a very challenging position, and I acknowledge that up front. But I think that if we base every decision based on what's best for that individual property owner, you know, at the end of the day, the cumulative impacts could be very poor for the overall community.
The development proposal now must go to the Florida Department of Community Affairs for review. Joe Murphy of the Gulf Restoration Network said that his and other environmental groups will continue to challenge it. From Newport Richey, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.